This is your morning news podcast brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. As a way to honor those police officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice while trying to protect their communities, an event in Big Rapids will be held next week to pay tribute to them. The 14th Annual Police Memorial Ceremony will begin at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 9th in front of the Flight Library on the campus of Ferris State University. Officers from local agencies and around the state will be in attendance. This year's event will honor former Ferris graduate Colin Rose, who was killed in 2016 while on patrol for Wayne State University Police. The event is free to the public. Meanwhile, a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act has passed the U.S. House. All nine Republicans in Michigan's congressional delegation voted for the legislation, while Michigan's five Democratic U.S. reps voted no, joining every other Democrat in the House and 20 of their Republican colleagues. A group of residents in Mecosta County may be changing their tune regarding a DNR-imposed lake-level requirement. Tim Burke has the story.
A number of property owners around Mecosta County's Pickerel-Burgess Lake have signed a petition asking the County Commission to do away with a DNR-imposed lake-level requirement. This in order to avoid a special tax the county wants to impose for upgrading the Pickerel Lake Dam. County Administrator Paul Bullock says the property owners may be changing their minds.
A whole bunch of people that signed it now are thinking, no, probably not.
The petitioners recently learned that if the lake level requirement is removed, they would be on their own should anything go wrong. The commission has decided to table the petition request until after a June court hearing on the matter. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.